said, wake up, Puff.
You got Fuzzy, Mac, and Kimbuff.
What?
Crazy Matt and Kimbuff in the morning.
This is Mix 94.5's Crazy Matt and Kimbuff.
Crazy Matt and Kimbuff in the morning.
Hey, podcasters, Clazy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, on today's catch-up, West Coast's Tim Kelly.
We spoke to the Butchers of Perth.
Our producer Jack braves the opening day out at Costco at the airport.
And with all the scaremongering, we found some lovely examples of caremongering.
Clazy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
The Butchers on the radio.
He's a West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. For Orbit Fitness Equipment, it's Tim Kelly with Clazy, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Well, it took a while for it to happen yesterday. A lot of people on tender hooks at the edge of their seat, but Gillon McLachlan from the AFL finally came out and said, we have a season starting tonight.
Tonight it is.
Yeah, superstar for the West Coast Eagles, the big recruit, Tim Kelly. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, buddy. So does it feel like the, you know, the night before Christmas?
Yeah, look, you know, a bit of a strange feeling, as I'm sure that's a feeling definitely amongst our group, as I'm sure it's a similar feeling around the competition. But, yeah, a bit of a weird one. You know, if I was Carlton or Richmond, it'd be very weird, very strange, you know, only being announced yesterday that they're playing and they're having to play tonight. So, you know, we're a little bit fortunate. We don't play till Sunday. So, you know, we get to watch a bit of footy and let it really sink in.
Mm.
You know, getting that right competitive mindset before we run out there on Sunday. But, interesting times we're in.
It's very strange times, Tim. The start of a footy season, that first bounce at the MCG tonight is really weird. Without the 85,000, it is odd. But you'll get the same at Optus with that crowd there on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be strange. It's going to be strange for everyone involved. We'll definitely miss our fans, that's for sure.
Will the eagle, you know, how they have that eagle that flies around the stadium, will that be there?
I'm actually, I'm pretty sure it's still going to go ahead. So, I think they're still going to blow it up and put it out there for us to run.
That
out,
one,
so.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean the real
I
eagle?
I mean the real one, yeah. But
I don't think so.
The real one, I'm not too sure.
Tim. We need some inside information, bud.
No, I've heard that the blow up one's still going to be there. It's going to be funny.
Imagine how much hand sanitizer will be in the inflatable on the way in. Mate, how about the club and your boys yourselves? I mean, you've got to keep your sense of humour about things. You know, life goes on, but how stringent? I take it the club's got some pretty strict rules right now.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone at the club is, you know, we're sort of seeing this as an opportunity to, you know, handle this as best we can and for everyone to do their part. And, you know, if you're, you know, the last thing we want is for, you know, one of our boys, you know, multiple of our boys having to get it, because it's, you know, it's 2 weeks in isolation, meaning, you know, 2 weeks out of the team, you know, possibly three or four, depending on, you know, whether you're able to train and all those sorts of things in that time between. So if you're a young guy coming into the team, you're licking your lips because you're on off. One of these boys gets it, I'm in, you know, sort of thing. But as a club, we're taking this very seriously. The club's put some things in place. You know, obviously, like today, I'm not in for this appearance.
Sure.
You know, it's over the phone, those sorts of things. And you know, they've sort of no open day training sessions, signing sessions, you know, club appearances, those sorts of things. And just sort of put it on us to, you know, best educate our families and friends of, you know, trying to basically let them know that, you know, especially friends, like your mum and dad's okay, but just trying to limit, you know, where we're going, you know, cafes, restaurants, those sorts of things, and basically just trying to stay home as best we can.
Yeah, mate, of course, everyone's trying to do the right thing, and I'm sure the AFL are, and they've gone with this shorter quarters, 16 minutes, with the, you know, maybe you could play a midweek game. Wow, that'd be tough on the body.
Yeah, look, it's, to be honest, I don't exactly know the ins and outs of it all, but I've been told that, you know, it's something like that. We're going to try to play five games or possibly as many games as we can, but before this virus gets really bad. So it could be something like five games in the space of, you know, 3.5 weeks, which is going to be very different, which is why they've minimized the length of the quarters.
Yep.
And, Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. It could mean that, you know, there's going to be a lot more guys spinning through.
Yeah.
You know, obviously a lot of guys are going to pull up sore because it's going to be a bit of a shock to the body. You know, the body's not used to that. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see how we go. Yeah.
Oh, maybe like the old footy lightning carnival at school.
Yes, that's right.
Or you could be like LeBron in the NBA and play multiple games in a week. You could handle that.
Yeah. Oh, see how we go. I mean, I'm pretty durable, but yeah, I need my rest as well. So. Yeah, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, Tim, the other thing to think about, mate, I guess, is all those years at South and then the year at Geelong, you're 3 days away from having those colours on that you really wanted to have on.
Yeah, you know, it has been a weird feeling, but I just keep reminding myself of, you know, I guess the opportunity that's there. And, you know, I've always loved footy, whether I've played in front of, 50 spectators or 50,000. So, you know, still looking forward to that, you know, that childhood dream come true. And yeah, mate, I can't wait. So are the boys. You know, we're disappointed we're not going to have our fans there, but you know, it is what it is, and we'll get on with it.
Yeah, mate, good luck to you, and we look forward to seeing you in the flesh, hopefully sometime in the not too distant future.
Likewise, guys.
Thanks, mate. Stay healthy. Tim Kelly on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, Eagles versus Melbourne Sunday on Mix 94.5 from 2:30 PM from Optus.
Yeah.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
There's been a lot of talk about what's been going on with, as far as shopping is concerned, around coronavirus.
Yeah, look, troubling times, as we know, complicated times.
Of course.
People are losing their jobs. My mate Boogie, who just got a new job, after a month, has lost it because the company just, you know, they can't hold on any more staff.
A lot of people not just worried about themselves, they're worried about their young adult kids. They're in their 20s and 30s. They have the kinds of jobs where they're not actually getting shifts. They're not getting work.
But someone's making money. People who are making toilet paper are making great money. And Butchers are making money because everyone wants some mince.
Yeah, it's an old school profession, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I was listening to The Night Shift with Luke Boner, which we play, of course, late at night or into the early morning. And Luke was very passionate today, saying to people, please, please, please calm down, calm down, which I think we absolutely concur with. But he was having a chat with Max the Butcher. Yeah.
I've been here since 3 a.m. this morning, just trying to get meat ready for people to when they come start coming in.
Well,
I'm sold out of meat by about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Really? And what are they buying? The expensive cuts
mince.
Or
mince? No, mince. The expensive cuts sort of go by about 12, but if you're mince, I'll have people lining up at the door for mince in the next half an hour. I reckon I'm just starting to try and make it all now. The same amount of mince that I'd sell in probably a month, I'm selling in a day.
You know, I went to 3 supers the other day. I couldn't find mince anywhere.
No, it's impossible to find. And, of course, Max is from the East Coast. It's a national show. But we wanted to know what was happening in Perth with our butchers.
But let's go to Market City Meats in Canning Vale.
Tim, are you having the same sort of situation? Is mince the go-to meat at the moment?
Mate, it's a hotter commodity than gold.
Yeah, right.
What's the story there, Tim? Just so versatile?
Yeah, it is. It is cheap. You can freeze it, and it's versatile.
Okay.
So people can do multiple things with it. It doesn't break the budget.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And what else is going off the shelves really quickly, Tim?
Chicken breast.
Oh, yes.
So every housewife loves chicken breast, so that's the next thing that's going.
Oh, mate. Are you finding customers that don't normally come to you? They may go to the big supers, and they're coming to you today?
Yes, they are.
Change of clientele.
And is it, you know, when you're seeing people and serving people, I mean, I'm assuming it's busy, and are people being quite calm, or can you sense an anxiety there?
No, there is a little bit of anxiety. People are worried about missing out.
Sure.
Like, they do go to the supermarkets, they can't find it, they go to multiple supermarkets, they can't find it. As soon as somebody does find it, then they buy up, and they're buying so much more than they normally would.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And what's being left on the shelves there, Tim? Is there anything that people aren't buying?
Probably the slowest thing is fillet steak.
Okay.
It does break people's budget. It's not cheap, so that's what's getting left behind, really.
Oh, good on you, mate. Okay,
Tim.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, what about the volume, mate? What are you selling? Can you give us an idea of that? I know it's not easy.
No, we're probably on an average day, probably sell maybe 100 kilos of mince.
Yeah.
And we're probably selling over a ton a day.
A ton of
mince. Holy moly. How many Nick Natanui's is that?
Oh.
Incredible.
I'm both impressed and slightly revolted.
Hey, Tim, thanks for your time, mate. We know you've got a lot of prep work to do this morning, so all the best.
No worries, boys. Appreciate it.
That is incredible.
Wow.
From Olsen Butchers in Rolleystone in South Perth.
Mate, Gavin, how much are you selling of mince, for example?
Our mince sales have almost tripled. So usually we're selling 100 kilos per shop per day. And, we're up to sort of 300 kilos a day.
That is a hell of a lot of mince going out the door.
I don't actually know where the customers are putting it all. I mean, the freezers must be full.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Mm. And so anything else going? I mean, are people getting things? I don't know what I would get, maybe sausages, like super packs of sausages or something?
It's all of the products that people can, all the versatile products that people can do a lot with at home.
Make stews and stuff.
Chicken breast, diced steak. Mm. Sausages, they're all flying off the shelf at the moment.
So. Yeah. Gavin, you see how people are at this point in time, and you'd be talking to them a lot. What's the conversation? Are people a bit panicked, or are they remaining calm and just coming up to you and asking for what they need?
I think in general people have been mostly calm throughout our stores, which has been really good to see.
Yep.
Well, the great thing about your business is that the people actually have to, you're fronting the store and you say, yes, can I help you, rather than people just grabbing what's in front of them.
That's right. And people have been really mindful too. If our stores have been quite busy, people have been waiting out on the footpath and giving all the other people, a good bit of space and time to come in and get their products. So.
What about staffing and orders, Gavin? Are you finding that a lot of people are saying goodbye to staff at this point in time because there's no shifts for them with business? But how about you? Have you had to put people on?
We haven't put anyone on at this stage, but our 12 butchers across our two stores are working, from 4 in the morning until 7 in the evening just to stay on top of all of our stock levels and make sure that when people do come to our stores that they can get everything they need. They don't have to, apply to any two-packet restrictions or anything like that. They can come in, they can safely buy as much as they need and make their way home. So.
And Gavin, presumably you've got one of your staff members using a lamb backstrap as nunchucks just to make sure everyone's keeping a safe distance
security
from each other.
We haven't need security at our stores just yet, but... If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago if this would be the state now, I wouldn't have thought in a million years. So
hear that.
Who knows what's around the corner?
Yeah. Strange times. We have to remain versatile, Gavin. Thanks for your time, mate. All the best with your business today.
Thank you very much.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
This is Takes the Cake in Sadness. Can I have some sad music, please, Clazy?
Mate, cue the sad music for you.
I don't really want to be the one to break this to you, but
bud?
At the boat shed in Cottesloe, they are running low as of yesterday on organic milk and smoked salmon.
Hold it together, buddy.
I don't know. I didn't think it would get to this point.
Yeah.
But gourmet pasta, organic milk and smoked salmon stocks were low or missing.
Right.
At the boat shed in Cottesloe.
They're a bit low in the Golden Triangle.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to be the one to break that.
Sounds too much like Golden Staff, doesn't it?
Yes,
Golden
it does. Triangle. Yeah.
That's the news. That's what's going on. Have you seen Vic's Instagram this morning?
Yes.
Have you seen the queues at the new Costco store already?
People love an opening, don't they?
Our man, producer Jack, is down there. He's headed to the new Costco this morning. Firstly, Jack, good morning and welcome, bud.
Good morning, guys. It is controlled mayhem down here.
Oh, God. I'm glad you said controlled, Jack. Yes.
Yeah, everyone has formed a beautiful, orderly line. It is actually looking like it's just about to snake around itself. Now, for reference of size of the Costco, the floor of the warehouse is the same size as the Optus Stadium playing field.
Okay, so it's massive. So is it far from the DFO in that airport region, mate?
Absolutely not. It is spitting distance. I'm looking at the DFO now.
Don't spit, Jack. Don't spit, buddy.
Okay. It is a beautiful sight to behold. A lot of friendly people. I had a chat to a few people at the start of the line. The first person got here at midnight.
Oh, really? Buying finals tickets for the footy.
Yeah, absolutely. She bought some snacks with her. She's been killing time. She's got a rug. Not as prepared as some other people I've seen with some camping chairs and more involved snacks. But everyone, it seems, starts rolling around 3:30 or 5 o'clock, and it's just gotten bigger.
Wow. And I believe you have to be a member to shop there, Jack. But what are people there to get, you know, the toilet rolls and whatnot, or are they there for other reasons?
No, everyone I've talked to so far has said toilet paper and meat are the first two stops.
Yeah. Okay, particularly mints. So we sent you off early this morning, which is a good thing, 5:30, because you're there now. It's an 8 o'clock opening, right?
That's correct. I managed to jag a park, and it's filling up a bit now, and I think they're going to be letting, once it hits critical mass, one in, one out.
Okay.
One in, one out.
Oh, that's interesting.
On a surface the size of Optus.
With a queue like that, longer than the Optus queue for an Eagles game.
I hope you don't do an injury on that surface.
Now, guys, I must let you know that it is classed as essential, so that they are going to limit sizes where they can, but they are not restricted to the 100 people indoors.
Okay, yes.
Hey, Jack, just a side note, mate, when they opened the DFO, there was a few people complaining about the parking arrangements. Did you see any signs on the way in about parking? Is there a limit of time?
There is no limit of time, but it is paid parking from what I can see.
Right.
I'm hoping if I bat my eyes and smile, the machine might let me out for free, because I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
And do let us know, buddy, if you find someone in the line who thinks they're catching QF14 to Adelaide, they're in the wrong spot.
Well, they're only spitting distance from the airport.
Yeah, hey, no spitting.
Hey, Jack, good for the catch-up, mate. We will catch up with you throughout the morning. Stay a metre and a half away from everybody, and they do the same from you. And good luck trying to get some hand sanitizer.
Talk soon, guys.
There's our man, producer Jack, down at the new Costco store near the airport, which is...
Perth's top roving reporter,
yeah,
in
you're not
opinion.
Wrong. Yeah. Mm. Well, at the moment, he's the only one.
He's
out
the only one. Yeah,
he's
that's only why one he's the number one.
The guts to do it. Hey, Matt, it's time to cross live to the new Costco store.
Oh, God. We've got a Costco. We've got a Costco.
Out near the airport. People have been queuing up since midnight. Unbelievable. Producer Jack, how's it looking now, buddy, with an 8 o'clock opening?
Oh, I've got some news for you. Doors have opened up half an hour early.
Oh, my
joking.
God.
Are streaming in currently, and... good news, guys, out of this whole situation is everyone is being really, really nice and orderly.
Good.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, yes, it is police presence, but it is so far not needed. Everyone has been very calm, very responsible. I've seen the first couple of people come out with those 60 roll packs of toilet paper.
Right, uh-huh. Of course, yeah.
But not a lot of people have come out since the first two or three to trickle through. So I think we know that is the key item today, and some meat, of course, as well.
Yes, of course.
Isn't it funny that the big pack of loo paper is the go-to, the Turbo Man item right there?
Well, that's what I want.
Hey, Jack, so did someone come out and make an announcement on a loudhailer or something and say we're opening the doors early due to popular demand?
Yeah, I was just chatting to some people a bit further down in line, which, by the way, has wrapped around the store and then some. I got here just around 6 o'clock, and it is, I would conservatively say, more than tripled in size since the time that I've gotten here.
Half its lot.
Yeah, so they opened the door half an hour earlier. They just, I heard a loud cheer and a shutter rolling up, and people were just coming through.
Beautiful, Jack. Thanks for the latest from the new Costco store in Perth. All the best getting that hand sanitizer, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, it has been a bit of a crazy morning because Costco has opened in Perth near the airport. Now, man, producer Jack has been out there.
Jack, what is happening? You're inside.
Yeah, guys, everyone is really orderly. There's lines upon lines, though. There is one line outside the entire ring of the wholesaler that goes twice round, and then one straight through to the toilet paper, which are those 60 roll packs.
Oh, God, that sounds like paradise.
So, Jack, is there any sign of those running out, or can you see them from where you are?
Yeah, guys, it looks good for now. There are a lot of people here, though, and I don't know how much backstock they have, but it looks fine for now. They also have packs of 3 kilo mint, and Butch is just going around the clock at the moment, chopping and mincing.
Wow. Well, you know, we throw to Bernie a lot during this show for traffic. I think we're going to have to start throwing a Jack for a toilet paper update each morning.
Oh, mince and bog roll. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the hot combo. Hey, Jack, thanks, mate. Thanks for braving the storm down there with so many Perth people there at Costco.
Anytime. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on
Mix 94.5. At a time where we're seeing a lot of stuff on the TV of people behaving badly and inconsiderately. Yeah. As always, there's a lot more good people out there than bad.
There's so many beautiful things happening that people are making other people feel better, even if it's just people leaving signs out to just a positive affirmations. I saw a thing on social media, which was Altona Auskick have left out free footies for kids and saying, you know, you can be playing footy in your backyard, even if you're locked in your house.
Oh, the backyard's the place to play footy.
They did apologise for those kids in Melbourne who picked up those footies that they didn't come with a pump. You had to supply your own pump because some of them were flat, but they were free footies. It was a beautiful moment.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Yes. So there is a lot going on, and a lot of it comes in the sort of the caremongering as opposed to anything else that people may have been up to lately.
Absolutely. Maybe you've seen something really lovely that you'd like to share, 133353, but someone we know very well who's a very caring person has started a community Facebook page to help people affected by coronavirus and everything attached to that. Good morning, Nat.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
One of our long-term workmates, Nat Dwyer. Now, what have you set up here that's got people seeing the best side of people in these strange and difficult times?
Well, it actually started as a little bit of a light-hearted joke, I guess. It was Loo Paper Locator we started.
Right, yeah. Cool.
Helping the Aussie bums of Australia find bog roll. But I very, very quickly realised that we had an opportunity to help a lot more people in some really amazing ways. So, yeah, we changed the name to the COVID-19 Community Support Network Australia.
Catchy.
And, it's just been unbelievable. I just wanted to create a place where people could come if they needed help, call out, if they could help, to help out. And we've just had some beautiful, beautiful people, total strangers, just helping each other out in any way they can. It's
and what, amazing. What give us an example, Nat, of something that's really, you know, made your heart flutter.
Oh, look, it's just the little things, at the moment that are really making a difference for people. Like even one lady, you know, she's got an autistic son. There's only one certain type of pasta he would eat. And it's a wagon wheel pasta and she just couldn't find it anywhere. So there's all these people just who had it in their cupboard and they've dropped it off for her, not expecting any money. It's just things like that. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Elderly lady in Balladura. She's got this potentially fatal condition. She can't get out of the house. Her Coles online order got it cancelled. So beautiful people just coming out of the absolute woodwork, offering to drop things off for her and do a shop. So just stuff like that. It's just blowing my mind. It's amazing.
That's one thing, I've really noticed in the last week or so, Nat, that people aren't caring about the money, worrying about money. It seems to be the least important thing right now, which is it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's just incredible. And you know, there's so many amazing community groups sparking off. There's local businesses doing everything they can, like Mondo's Butchers are doing a great job. They're putting care packs together for people. So our members have been supplying, you know, toilet paper for them to put in their care pack. So, yeah, just it's so nice just to see everyone come together. Yep. And I think during this time of panic and everyone's scared and confused, I think just to have a place and have some time where people can feel safe, and it calms them down and makes them know that we're going to be okay if we get through it together.
I think so. I think that initial response to I've got to look after myself is completely natural and understandable, but then you start to realise, well, hang on a minute, this is only going to work if we're a community.
Yeah, 100%. And we're working really hard. There's a lot of false information out there, which is adding to the confusion. So we're really trying our hardest just to keep a cap on that and make sure that any information that comes into the group, you know, we're trying to fact check with health professionals and medical experts. But yeah, look, there's some awesome groups out there. Adopt a Healthcare Worker is another one. Amazing stuff. It's just so good to see.
Okay, Nat, the COVID-19 Community Support Network Australia, the Facebook page, we're calling it the C19 CSNA just because that's what we do. We do the acronyms. Has anyone said to you, get off Facebook? I would imagine not, because it's be pretty, you'd be using up a lot of woman hours on this one.
Oh, yeah, look, it's become a full-time job, replacing my own, unfortunately. But, look, I'm just really grateful. I've had some people come on board the last 24 hours to help me because it has been a full-time job. But, look, if this is a way I can help other people, I'm really happy.
Yeah, we're liking that, and we like you, Nat Dwyer. Thank you.
Good
morning, I love you guys. Thanks.
Aaron in Shoalwater, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. What's been going on? What have you seen?
Look, my local chiropractor, Perth Chiro in Belldivers, Dr. Bo Woods, highly trained bloody chiropractor, and he noticed that the people were having trouble getting toilet paper, so Yeah, they're given toilet paper, a roll. If you're desperate and you need just one roll because you can't get any, you can drop in there and you don't even have to be a customer.
Oh, you don't need to book an appointment so much. That's not bad.
No. It's just like just to help because, you know, we all need it.
Oh, that's beautiful. So a manipulation and a bit of toilet roll. Beautiful, but you don't even need that.
Can't go wrong.
No, sounds like a great morning out.
Nah, bring out the best in people, eh?
Yeah, that's good. The old crack and crap. Love it. What a Cairo.
I love it. Oh, beautiful. Apparently, there's a video on Facebook of that. Thanks, Aaron.
That's pretty sweet, isn't it? And people not looking to profit, which is really cool.
No.
Yeah, let's go to Bentley. G'day, Blair. What have you seen that's sort of refreshed your feeling about humans?
So this morning I called into Coles in East Vic Park, and I actually went in there for some salt. That's what I went in for. And just going up down the aisles, and there's this old boy, and he looked a little bit lost. So I said, you know, what's happening? How are you going? How are you travelling? And he was just like, I slept in. I didn't make it in time to go and get my toilet rolls. So I said, okay, let's go and have a look. So we went down the aisle, and we were chatting away, and these two girls would have been, I think they were uni students, they were quite young, and they overheard my conversation with him, and they both had their allocated rolls, and they came back, and they actually gave him one of their lots of toilet rolls, which just broke my heart. But
that's pretty good.
He couldn't find loose leaf tea. So then I went down the aisle, found some, bought three packets for him, paid for them, put them in a bag, put them in his trolley, and I said, "You have a nice day." And he was about to cry, so I turned around and said, "You know, it's all okay." And I left, and it was just beautiful. But then when I left the store, I also made sure that I thanked the staff.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I've noticed. I've been at the Coles down here on Cambridge Street a bit, and the staff have been wonderful down there. And I know many have, but you do that. They've been through a bit.
It was a really nice feeling. But you know, I've lost my job.
Yeah. Have you?
But I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
What industry do you work in, Blair? What happened?
Sport.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's a very tough time.
Basketball stadium. But you know what? It's for a reason. We can't spread it.
Yeah.
We've got to look after our elderly and everybody else. So
bloody hell, Blair. Yeah. You're making us cry now. You've gone through hardship and you're handing stuff over to others. Well done. Good on you.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you, Blair.
Have a great day.
You too.
There's some sweet humans around out there. Blair from Bentley.
You know what? It's a worthwhile reminder too, and I say this for myself too, that money cannot buy the feeling of helping someone out and being helped, and that's rich. That's being rich.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. Now, if there's one message, Claresy, that's coming through loud and clear at the moment, and no one seems to be questioning this one. I mean, people have got opinions on all sorts of stuff, but no one's questioning the importance of washing your goddamn hands. Maybe you've been feeling rough, you've got a swelling in your glands. Whatever you've been doing, think it's time to wash your hands.
And you've got to do it for long enough.
You do. What is it, 25 seconds?
I believe so. Yeah, but don't waste water because Hugh Jackman got hammered for that.
Oh, he did too. Yep. God. Well, God bless Miley from Vancouver, Washington. Because she thought she was doing the right thing to stop the spread of the virus. So she's been thoroughly washing her hands constantly with this bar of soap.
Right.
And after a couple of days with this bar of soap, she's going, it's not foaming.
Oh, okay.
Now, we're in love with foam. I think it's sodium lauryl sulfate that is the foaming agent.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually do anything.
Looks pretty, though.
Other than foam. Yeah. And we're addicted to foam because it makes us think like we're cleaning ourselves, right?
Yeah. So maybe it was a dry old bar out in the laundry for the last 2 years or something?
Well, it was a dried out old bar, but what it was not soap, but a dried out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So it turns out that not only Miley is interested in good hygiene, she also doesn't mind getting on the sauce.
Oh, no.
Because apparently a few nights before they'd had a bit of a party and this dried out piece of cheese had been left out on the table overnight.
And she just took it as a bar of soap.
Ended up in the kitchen and she's been using it for 2 days.
Should have gone to Specsavers. Warina.
Yeah, there you go.
Gromit. That's it. Cheese. We'll go somewhere where there's cheese. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Thanks to Mazda, Thirsty Camel, Westrack, Tab Touch, Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Perth Now and Mix 94.5. Go to thegame.com.au.
It felt like forever before the AFL finally made that decision for round one of the AFL to go ahead yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, tonight it starts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Carlton
yeah.
and Richmond.
Yep, they finally made that decision yesterday afternoon or yesterday evening Melbourne time. Round one goes ahead tonight, 17-round season at this point in time with 16-minute quarters plus time on. I'm not sure why they're doing
quarters.
Yeah, I
don't understand what that...
Less time to get infected or something.
Or it's maybe weird. Keep the players' physical health better, maybe with shorter quarters.
Quite possibly. Even Matthew Lloyd has come out, the Essendon great, and said he expects some players to pull out because the AFL Players Association voted, but it wasn't 100% of them. So we'll see what happens there. But round one is going ahead at this point in time.
Be weird. There'll be one bloke at the MCG going, yellow and black.
Bizarre. So it is Richmond and Carlton tonight. I can't go past the Tigers with that one.
You would think so.
What about our team, Matty? Who are you going for?
Look, you know, Bomb. Look, I don't know. Yeah. Right? I don't know. Who knows? Round one, but you know, so I'm going to go with the home teams. I think my Bombers will pip you guys in Melbourne.
Yep, I reckon our guys will pip you guys.
Do
in
you?
Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Oh, you could be right. Yeah, it doesn't happen too often. But
West Coast and Melbourne at an empty Optus Stadium. How bizarre.
Well, you'd go West Coast, wouldn't you?
Claresy, Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber here. Without the Kimber today, because she woke up about 3 o'clock this morning with a sore throat and sent us all a message and said, it's probably best that I stay at home for my mates so that she doesn't make us sick as well.
Yeah, just sensible in even normal times, particularly when your voice is your job. She understands that she doesn't want to give us all a sore throat.
Yep.
But I was looking at the news this morning, as unfortunately I do every day, And a lot of people are probably going, do I have, we've all, since this has started, kind of gone, oh, I feel a bit funny.
Of course, because it's front of mind.
It's front of mind. So yeah. I was on the BBC website, the BBC News, and I found this thing very simple. And I don't know, I think it's because I grew up, and you're probably the same, watching Thames television, like, are you being served and whatnot?
Yeah.
And I think I find a British accent more, like I trust it more.
What if they go, I'm free?
Yeah, I'm sure this information is everywhere, but I found this really clear and easy to understand. And if you're wondering about the symptoms of coronavirus, have a listen to this.
The two main symptoms of coronavirus to look out for are a continuous dry cough and or a fever. If you're sneezing a lot, got a runny nose or a headache, you may be ill, but you've probably not got coronavirus.
Okay, Kimber has not got coronavirus.
No,
she's at home in bed doing the right thing by her teammates, but that woman was wearing a lab coat, which gives it even more cred.
Yes, absolutely, even though she's a paid actor.
Yeah, of course.
Now, of course, people go, well, I've had a bit of a cough.
Yeah.
But as she's about to explain to you, this is a very specific type of cough.
Well, it's when you cough and there's no mucus or phlegm, basically no gooey substance in your tissue. It has to be coughing regularly for no other reason, such as clearing your throat or smoking.
Okay, that's fairly straightforward kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, none of these things are absolute, 100%, but these are two of the major things that one would be looking out for. We know there are people who have tested positive who said, I didn't feel anything. So you can't cover all bases.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mate, this is basically about high fever.
Yes, high fever, the other main symptom.
What is a high fever?
Technically, it's a body temperature of more than 37.8 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you've not got a thermometer, basically you will feel hot and your chest and back would be hot if someone touched you.
Basically, she suggests that if you think you might have a fever, you don't.
Okay.
Because this would be a full-on fever. Right, you'd be sweating. You'd be wetting the sheets.
You'd absolutely know. Unless you're me and you sweat like that anyway.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And again, that can happen at other times too.
Yeah,
so
precisely.
None of these are absolutes, but I just found that very clear and easy to understand.
It is nice to hear that because there's a lot of people pretending they know exactly what they're talking about at this point in time, and that's not necessarily the case with everybody. You know, we're instant experts, as we do. We do that at Olympic time and the like, and also with things to do with health.
And every Saturday with the footy. But you and I were just talking about how aware we are of how often we touch our face.
I just went to touch my nose as you said.
I know.
That. Thanks for the warning.
I can't. Well, and with the beard, since I got the beard, I don't know if the beard's going to save me because I touch that more than I touch my nose or my eyes.
It was only when you're on TV you touch it.
Oh, don't say that. It's so embarrassing.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
By the time tomorrow comes, as the song was just saying, you, if you buy a ticket in tonight's Lotto Powerball, could be $60 million richer.
Well, you're telling me like you think I don't know.
Have you got a ticket already?
Of course, I've got two.
You've got it. I only buy one on the day. It was some weird superstition. Not that it's ever done me any good.
No, I've been sucked into getting that one that you get the Powerball as well.
Ah, right. Yeah. $25?
You know me.
Okay, so right now we're in the weirdest position of all that someone could win. Someone won $15 million the other night, Lotto, right?
Yeah.
So they won the whole kit and caboodle. Someone could win $60 million. Is there a weirder time in the history of the planet to win that kind of amount of money? Because you don't want to tell anyone.
No.
You may not want to tell them anyway, but what a weird time to be sitting in your bubble with $60 million.
You can't go overseas.
You can't go on some fancy holiday business class or first class, can you?
No, and cash is meaningless if you can't get toilet roll.
Yeah, you don't want to start throwing your cash around and splashing it around and because people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And there'd probably be quite a bit of hatred or backlash there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd be burying it in the backyard.
Ah, 60
Although
million?
Florence would probably dig it up. Yeah. And eat it.
She'd be doing some digging. You'd have to get a swimming pool, fill a swimming and an empty pool up with it, and as opposed to putting a swimming pool in. But what it would be a really weird time, even more than normal, even if you have this great plan in your mind to, if you ever won Lotto, to not tell anybody.
Yes. And of course, we talk about this all the time because it's sort of that thing that we all know we're never going to win.
Yeah, but it's fun
but
playing.
Someone
it.
Does.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it could be you.
It's like gamble responsibly, whatever. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Of course, we think about that. But yeah, sometimes it is a little bit of fun to have it. But could you imagine winning Lotto and someone finding out you've won $60 million?
Yeah.
That buys a lot of mints and a lot of hand sanitizer.
It does.
On the black market.
I'm heading to Costco.
So you want to take your tickets back now? You're still in?
Oh, I'm still in. I'll find a way.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Remember your mates when you win.
You bet.